John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You have Googled yourself at some point or another. Admit it. There's nothing shameful about it. It's not worse than what I did. I searched my name on the dark web. Don't ever make that same mistake. I was 19 years old then. Liv, my girlfriend, and her family were kind enough to let me live in their guest bedroom at the start of that year. They liked the fact that I could fix most of their computer problems. Liv was a great person, and what she saw in a hacker who could never survive for long in the 9-to-5 world is beyond me. Their house was in a suburb only a few blocks away from a library and coffee shops with free Wi-Fi. These locations were convenient for my burgeoning career as a digital outlaw. I used these resources until I was able to move out and get a small apartment of my own. After a string of demeaning jobs and abusive bosses, I found financial independence.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I did this after I learned how to buy and sell things I shouldn't have with the use of my Tor browser. I engaged in illegal transactions such as ordering counterfeit money and stolen IDs. I discovered there was a large market for manufactured psychedelics. I often went to the skate park to sell those items off the nethermost landscape of the World Wide Web. Business was good. A young man with years spent in foster care, I sought out activities which gave me a sense of control. A childhood of not having any will do that to you. The ability to navigate the online world to get almost whatever I wanted afforded me a sense of power. It was all going well until one evening in July. I sat on the second level of a Barnes & Noble bookstore in a corner next to the self-help section. I always did my best work there. The place was starting to go under, and I did not have to worry about an influx of patrons. Despite having a disguised IP address, I never wanted to risk a raid at home. The items were always shipped to a P.O. box instead of my unit number as well. In retrospect, these were all flimsy safety measures. They still give me a sense of comfort, even if they were a tad delusional. I made sure there were not any cameras mounted near where I sat. It was a small space out of the way of the general public. Hiding in plain sight was always my preferred method. I drank strong coffee out of an oversized styrofoam cup. After 15 minutes of searching, I grew bored. I typed in my name, Joshua Wells. An input of my identity on that part of the web should be an indicator of how successful and arrogant I had become. I did not expect Wikipedia to be among the results, but it was the third link down. The first one involved a ghost tour in New Jersey. The guide had a similar name. The second was a gore website I was not interested in. While I may have been a thrill seeker, I was not out to consume media which capitalized on hurting others. I clicked on the third article link because of the title. It was about a television show. It read, The Short Life of Joshua Wells. At first, the title did not startle me, since there are plenty of others with the same name. Recaps of 10 episodes were on the page. The first paragraph illustrated how the series did not continue past season 1. I read the summary of the first episode for the sake of passing time. Episode 1. Joshua's father is a known and feared gang member. His mother is a helpless addict. She attempts to use their own son as a drug mule on a plane flight from Boston to California. She has hopes of making a profit by dealing narcotics to a major crime enterprise on landing. The authorities intercept them. Their son goes with CPS. He goes to a safe harbor for kids. The synopsis struck me as very close to home. Who wrote or directed the show was not listed, but it did state the air date. The month and year given matched the era when an identical set of circumstances had befallen me. The name of the center I went to was even called Safe Harbor. I was too young to remember much, but the facts were precise. I gulped and tried to shrug it off as an unusual coincidence. I read the second episode summary. Episode 2. We follow Joshua on his 15th birthday. He goes to a juvenile detention facility for the first time after he attacks a teacher by throwing a desk at him. Although he missed, the instructor still presses charges since he did not like the student much. He befriends a troublemaker on the inside named Ian. They escape, but not before a massive brawl with the other teens ensue inside of the facility. It ends with the two captured. I felt the hairs on my arm stand up. It was uncanny to me how similar the events were to my own experiences. A slight dizziness overtook me, but I went on to the third, unable to keep my eyes from skimming. Episode 3. Joshua is free. Joshua decides to break and enter an old man's upper-class home after scouting the place for days. His goal is to take the many Rolex watches from the top drawer of the old man's dresser. When he enters the house, Joshua discovers how the owner did not take his vacation cruise trip as planned. The man was asleep in his bedroom until Joshua wakes the victim by accident. Joshua runs away. He gets chased by the homeowner outside, where the elderly man dies of a heart attack in the street. I felt my chest tighten. It was all true, but I had never shared that story with anyone before. It was one of my most guilt-ridden memories. I read the next two. Episode 4. Joshua has nightmares of the old man crawling out of a ditch and choking him to death. He complains about night terrors to one of his counselors who recommended a doctor. He ends up selling anti-anxiety pills after he does not like the way they make him feel. A girl he asks out overdoses and goes to the hospital. While she survives, he feels terrible but not enough to stop dealing. He takes his earnings and buys a PC. He takes lessons on how to breach other people's privacy from a group of credit card thieves he met in a mall. Episode 5. Joshua discovers the dark web. He uses it to hustle low-level street drugs at first. He later reads headlines about some of his accomplices getting arrested. He still continues to engage in illicit activity. I looked at the air date for episode 6. It was the 24-hour period I was living through. Episode 6. Joshua goes into a bookstore to poach their internet and try to make some money. He does not realize there is a man with a shaved head and a Carhartt t-shirt below him perusing the sci-fi aisle. The stranger is actually an undercover FBI agent. The government worker has a microphone and camera attached beneath his shirt. He is surveying for the perpetrator, even though he has not singled out who he is looking for yet. An arrest commences where they tackle, punch, and taser Joshua. They place him in handcuffs. My hands shook. I stood, gripped an Eckhart Tolle volume to appear less conspicuous, and opened it. I leaned my head over the railing to stare at the ground floor below me. A man who matched the description given by the article was there. His shirt was baggy and hid what I knew to be a gun on his hip. He held a paperback in his hands. I pulled out my phone. I pretended to have a conversation with an imaginary business associate about stocks. I folded the laptop with my free hand and went down the escalator. I strolled towards the back where there were stacks of hardcover tomes on history. I found an unsecured door and walked through it. I was in the warehouse. Unopened boxes were stacked all around. I did not spot any workers and made a run for a rear entrance. I sprinted down a wide alleyway between the building and rows of motels. I passed an art gallery and liquor store before my heartbeat slowed. Along the way, I found a closed vegan restaurant called Balinti's Eatery. The place was black on the inside, but its neon sign still glowed. A picnic table set on the lawn out front. I stationed myself there. I opened the laptop again and connected to their free Wi-Fi without issue. I scanned the rest of the chronology. The remaining episodes were all future time periods. I wiped perspiration away from my forehead as I read the rundown of the next episode. Episode 7. Label the darknet market operator in the media. 3 of the 7 charges thrown at him lead to convictions. This includes conspiracy to traffic narcotics. He gets out early after he agrees to cooperate with different agencies. He becomes a consultant for cybersecurity awareness and a social engineering expert. Following a keynote speech given out of town, he comes home. His girlfriend, Olivia, and her family have been murdered. My eyes strained and I felt my breath grow shallower. Episode 8. Joshua navigates her house. The walls had dried blood. Every corner's vandalized, Olivia's throat is slit. Her body is over the couch in the living area. Her parents had socks stuffed in their mouths and deep stab wounds on their stomachs. Joshua calls the police. He's treated as the number one suspect in the media for days on end. He is finally cleared, but the psychological damage is too much to bear. I pondered the words. Though I was still young, it is true that Liv meant everything to me. Episode 9. Joshua goes to a psychiatric ward. He stares at the padded walls as though they will converse with him. Detectives do visit him with the hopes of gleaning some kind of further information. They tell him they know the aftermath of the massacre he stumbled upon was the work of an active serial killer. The murderer has remained unidentified. Episode 10. Joshua leaps out the window. He breaks his ankle. An adrenaline dump allows him to move across the field and onto the nearest highway. He goes out into traffic. A long-haul truck careens around him and takes out a line of vehicles. He goes to the nearest lake where he weighs his own pockets down with stones. He waits until nightfall and walks out into the abyss. The last image we see is his hand breaking the surface of the water. Starlight glints on his skin before his fingers submerge below the surface. His last few swallows of water create pockets of bubbles which rise to the top.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I absorbed what the rest of my existence would look like. Four black SUVs pull up and circle around me in the parking lot. Men in black suits and the undercover agent from the bookstore ran at me. Even though I did not resist, they still threw me to the ground. They dislocated my shoulder and kicked me in the jaw a handful of times before they cuffed me. I did get time reduced in prison after I agreed to cooperate to catch people like me. After my release date, I have tried to revisit that link without luck. I fail to understand how the article existed in the first place. I have read how high-level stress can open up insights and portals into the unknown. I would bank on the latter, though. Sometimes I think it isn't for me to know. I do not want to give into what destiny has written for me. My escape from the bookstore has given me confidence that I can change the outcome of the Dark Web's prophecy. If only even for a little while. Or did I only extend the inevitable for a fraction of time? Fate, especially in regards to our stories as individuals, is not written in stone. It is malleable, I tell myself. This positive thought is the only thing which keeps me going. I should visit Liv's house now. She hasn't answered my texts all morning.
This all started because of a Little League game. My youngest, Landon, has a game every Thursday, and for the longest time, I have been putting off being present. When I did go, I decided to be the best single dad I could be and snap pictures of every single hit and run that they did. Once I got permission from the coach and we went for ice cream, I shared Landon's game pics all across Instagram and Facebook. I used as many hashtags as I could. I guess I was overcompensating for the fact that ever since his mom and I have gotten the divorce, I just haven't had the time for him or for his older brother Tim. Work has had to come first, and usually that was to pay the sitter. Anyway, I shared his photos across a large web of social media accounts showing off how proud I was. The next day, I started noticing I was getting a lot of requests from people that were either from his school or friends of friends, and I just accepted them all. I figured there wouldn't be any harm. But that night, I got an email that changed everything. It came almost an hour after Tim and Landon fell asleep. I was in my room doing some work stuff when the message appeared on my lower computer screen. The caption read, "Cute kid," and it came from a scrambled dummy email account. Curiously, I clicked on it and read the rest of the message, my heart beating a little faster as I went down the line of text. I was browsing through my usual hunting grounds when I came across your pictures. Your children remind me so much of my darling Avery. She was my first. Now with your pictures a tap away, she won't be my last. I immediately deleted it and tried to not shudder. Still, I thought that would be the end of it. I went to the social media platforms that I had placed their pictures on and took them down, worried that some other sicko might be out there. It wasn't enough. By morning, I had received several new emails, each from a different burner account, and all of them from the stalker. They had decided to take things to the next level. Each email had attached a picture of Landon or his Little League team along with a warning of what was to come. I thought you should be aware that I decided to keep copies of all those lovely pictures you posted so freely, smiley face. If you want to see what I'm doing with them, click the link below. I couldn't resist. I needed to know what this was. The link took me to a website that alerted my typical fireware software that I was leaving the security of the mainstream web. The dark web, I thought with a sickening feeling. The pictures were all neatly arranged with price tags alongside them. Then I got another email from the Predator. Sharing is caring, but if you share this with the police, I can guarantee a lot worse is going to happen. I dared to reply to them, to find out what their endgame was. I will give you anything you want, just don't hurt me or my children, I typed out. I got an almost instant reply. And where's the fun in that? My body felt numb. A worse feeling wiggling its way into my heart as I realized that this pervert wasn't in it for money. This isn't a game. This is my family, I typed back. For now, you mean? You're bluffing. I'm gonna go to the police and they will mail your ass to the wall, I replied. Try me, my boy, smiley face. I didn't know what to do. I shut down the computer and called my father. During the divorce, he had helped me handle some of the legal intricacies and had always been on my side. Even as I was explaining the situation, he kept telling me to slow down.
You're not making any sense. Why would anyone do this? What do they get out of it? He asked.
I didn't know, and that scared me to death. Then he offered me some sound advice.
Just ignore them, Jack. They can't hurt you if you take away their connection to you, he insisted.
It sounded like a good idea. I told him thank you and tried to get some sleep, but the Predator had other plans. Just as I was fully in dreamland, my phone buzzed. A dozen more emails. I clicked on all of them to mark them as spam and tried to lay back down. I even made sure Landon and Tim were fine, just because the disturbing messages were making me paranoid. Then another email made me stop dead in my tracks. Sleep well, smiley face, the caption read. I opened it and found that I was watching a video of myself walking into my boys' room and tucking them into bed. I looked up at my home security system and screamed in fury.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Just leave us alone! Leave my family alone! I demanded. I went to the closet and grabbed a baseball bat from Landon. I wasn't about to let this pervert or his friends watch my children sleep or anything else. I smashed the cameras around my house to bits, one by one. Landon got up, hearing the noise and noticing how frightened I was.
Dad? What's wrong? He asked sleepily.
Get back in bed! I ordered him as the phone pinged again.
Bad move, Jack. If you take away my access to them, you're gonna regret it.
This time I was on the offensive. I'm not letting you see anything about them ever again, and I will go to the police first thing in the morning. Their reply was unexpected.
Why wait? Let's call them now, smiley face.
I couldn't help to text back a confused response. What? What do you mean? Landon kept tugging at me as I reconnected to their sicko website automatically. Had they hacked into my phone?
Did you forget what got into your computer hard drive? Now, I don't know about you, but it looks pretty bad to have all these pics of other people's kids for sale, Jack, the message said.
I knew what was happening and I felt powerless to stop it. This was blackmail, a power play. They had linked all their twisted messages directly to my computer, making the connection to them untraceable. I couldn't help but to break down in tears.
I just want this to stop. Make it stop.
Send me more pictures and we can keep this between us. No one has to know.
The Predator had complete control over me. I did as they requested, but even as I did, forced to send pictures of my own innocent sleeping children to some evil stranger, I started to plan ahead. I needed to leave, to restart my life. Everything I knew would need to be left behind. Change our names, our numbers, everything. It was the only way, or I would be their pawn forever. I swallowed a gulp of air and sent it to the website. Then I smashed my phone to bits. I went to the back laundry room and cut off the power to the house, waking up Landon and Tim as I did.
Dad, it's the middle of the night. Where are we going? They asked as I got them dressed.
Put your shoes on. We have to leave, I told them. They were half asleep and didn't question me. We got into the car and I started to drive. We kept going for hours. My first instinct was to take them to their moms. They would be safer there while I sorted this out. We got there just after sunrise. I demanded she not ask questions and kiss my boys goodbye. Some part of me felt like it was going to be for a very long time. Tears fell down my face as I waved and drove off, to try and make amends for such a simple, careless mistake. It's been a few months since then, and I have done all I can to keep them safe and to recreate my identity. But I don't think we are out of the woods yet, because my wife tells me sometimes she gets strange emails too. No subject, just attachments with pictures of the boys.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I know that the Predator wants to twist the knife further and remind me that they are never but a computer screen away. Never open them. Never even consider clicking on them, I warned her. She has listened so far, but then I see her share a picture on Instagram and I get that sick feeling again. And I wonder too, who else is watching us out there on the dark web? Will we ever be safe again? What scares me the most is the fact that I don't think I will ever know for sure.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.